start recording?
Sure.
Okay, so can you state your first name?
My name is Derek.
Okay, Derek, and what neighborhood do you live in?
I live in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn?
Oh, wonderful. Right down the corner.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, so what has been the biggest challenge for you and your family during the coronavirus? Pandemic, I'm sorry.
Yeah, geez, it's tough to narrow it down. I would say financial. What am I trying to say? The biggest challenge has been staying afloat financially due to lost income because of coronavirus restrictions, and then probably just mental health and general well-being.
Okay. Understandable.
Yeah.
Okay, and is there anything that has been good for you and your family during the pandemic?
Well, yes. We actually ended up buying a condo around the corner.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, interest rates were just so low, and I had a little nest egg saved up from working like three jobs.
Okay,
so
okay.
It seemed like as good a time as any to put it to good use, I guess.
Yeah, that is wonderful.
Right, okay. And then as soon as we get a mortgage, you know, my partner specifically lost a bunch of work because she's a yoga instructor, and all the studios shut down and everything, so she was losing classes and stuff. So.
Yeah. Oh.
But it was still good. It was a good thing.
Okay.
Oh, and I got to go down to Florida and stay with my mom for 7 weeks.
Oh, that was wonderful. Yeah. I mean, that was good. Yeah.
Right. Because I mean, when do you ever get a chance to just pick up and leave, and like,
yes,
it's okay, and for that long a period of time?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was cool.
Especially with your mom.
Yeah, yes. I think she was happy to have us.
Okay, wonderful. Wonderful. And so that kind of what is one word to describe this time for you throughout the corona?
Traumatic.
Okay. And what is something you hope will be different for DC or the world after the pandemic?
I hope that we recognize the importance of making sure that everyone in our country has easy and free access to health care to make sure that we can all be taken care of like we ought to be.
Okay, that's interesting. And did you just want to speak a little more on that with, you know, exactly what you mean?
Yeah, I think if anything, we kind of dabbled in like a universal access to healthcare with like the vaccines and the testing and things. And I think that we saw that it's really important and really effective. And I hope that it just kind of helps a lot of the naysayers to like a public healthcare, you know, see how important it is and overcome whatever grievances or misunderstandings they had about it.
Okay. And so, seeing that you said you just was able to buy a condo, how's that going? How's everything?
That's good. I mean, we, you know, it was a weird time to do it, obviously, and like seeing places was weird, and, you know, trying to meet with people that you have to meet with to like buy a place, you know, real estate agents and like mortgage brokers and everyone. So it's just everything was quadruply difficult, or trying to get any of like the inspections or the work that we needed to have done was tough. And I mean, a mortgage is scary enough, and then you add on top of that the stress of like, you know, income insecurity, and it's been really like, I mean, owning the place itself, you know, was like, it was really, really cool, very empowering, but the responsibility of it was really scary. And then, you know, just in the middle of such an uncertain time globally, like, I made it so scary. I'm just terrified all the time now.
Okay. So that was my next question. I was going to ask you, so how are things going as of right now?
I mean, personally, like, I haven't been, my work wasn't really affected. I worked from home anyway, and like my industry wasn't hit too hard quite yet. So it's been okay. But I mean, just today, Bowser announced that they're reissuing like a mask mandate for indoors and stuff, and so it's just the double down on like my poor partner. I mean, I'm out here buying her, you know, stuff she needs to just feel better. We're just scared and you know, it's a tough and like uncertain time, and we just don't really know what the future holds.
Okay. And how has your access been like to food? You know, different.
I mean, admittedly, like we're in a comfortable enough place, I guess. Like going to the grocery store was all of a sudden a very scary experience, and we're not the type to really get food delivered and stuff to us, and we both love to cook, so it was like important to us to you know, we always go to the farmer's market and you know, try to buy healthier, like more sustainable stuff whenever we can. And yeah, I mean, going to a farmer's market's tougher, scarier. I feel like we definitely probably ordered delivery food more than we usually would have.
Okay.
Which is not great, but I mean, yeah.
In these times, absolutely. Well, I just want to thank you for taking out the time to spend and, you know, share some of your experiences.
Yeah. Well, I hope you, you know, talk to some of the fun. Probably the least interesting demographic that you probably could have grabbed, unfortunately.
Oh, don't tell me the phone didn't. Don't tell me I went through all this. It was on. Let me see. Excuse me, what happened? It was going on now.
It's still going.
Oh, okay, so we're finished. Okay. Okay. Thank you again.